You are listening to Breaking Away, a candid podcast by Chris, developed for the sex-positive community, exploring adult-themed societal norms and how some are breaking away from them. Please know this podcast will contain adult themes and adult language. If you're okay with this, stay tuned for this week's episode. It's funny. I've re-recorded my introduction and my lament about how long it's been since I've last podcasted about 3 or 4 times, and I've written out even more. And as I recorded it and listened, I realized the irony that I was shaming myself when here I am about to talk about shame. I was watching a documentary on the Flat Earthers called Behind the Curve. It's on Netflix. And a scientist came up named Lamar Glover. And he started talking about this idea of when we leave bright minds behind, we lose out on potential scientists. And he started talking about him and a few other voices started talking about shame. When you shame people, you just push them further and further outside of society. You make them more as a fringe group, and they become more cohesive outside of society because they feel like outliers. And we constantly reinforce that belief by calling them crazy or, you know, ignoring them or getting into dialogue that's very argumentative. And something that really struck me was this idea that we're losing out on potential scientists. And this is a reminder of a scientist that could have been. A few of the like-minded individuals started saying, like, we need to change the dialogue into let's explore together. And I tell you, I wanted to go and start recording a brand new podcast right then and there, because I realized this is exactly what I was doing wrong with my original premise for building this Breaking Away sex positive community. I was talking to an audience that already knows things, is already open-minded, and basically pushing the people who know nothing or come from a place of shame, taboo, stigma, sex negativity, either by the church or by their upbringing or by, awful things that have happened to them with their sexuality, lack of sex education. I was pushing these people outside and basically not addressing the things that I think are most important. And I apologize for that. I didn't even know I was doing it. In March, I created a 30-day sex positivity challenge. And my original idea and goal for it was that I'd create a challenge every day that really made people think and analyze being a sex positive individual. And I played along, I answered all the questions, I got into discussion with people, and I thought the dialogue was really going well, but one voice that I noticed I wasn't getting were the people who had questions, the people who were too shy or too afraid to answer, or the ones who actually didn't feel like they were part of the sex positive community. So when I redid the challenge in October, I decided, like, not fully recognizing what the problem was, that maybe I just kind of stay out of it a little bit. The platform that I was using to put out the challenges was basically like a moderator. I didn't say anything, I didn't do anything, except if there was a comment that was hurtful or shameful, I had decided I was going to remove those and keep the dialogue positive and happy. And after listening to these incredible scientists talk on this documentary, I realized that was wrong. The whole point of becoming a sex positive person and embracing being happy with sex as a part of your life, talking about it, learning more, is that we can't quiet the voices that are negative, that are questioning, that are doing things for lack of a better word, inappropriate to somebody who feels woke. And I put that in quotation marks because I actually hate that term. But they're the people, and we are the people who need to be reached. I mean, I didn't know about sex before. I had an amazing sex education teacher in junior high school, and I'm very, very lucky. But before that point, I was a very young and naive child who thought it was something to laugh about, to make fun of, to scorn my friends about. And, you know, I grew up with shame when it came to sex. And these are the conversations, and this is the communication that I think we need to focus on going forward. How do we include the people who have felt the taboo of sex, or the shame, or the hurt, or, you know, identify currently as sex negative? So that is where my podcast is actually going to take a turn. I want to start reaching out and talking about the things that, you know, bring people shame about sex, you know, answering those tough questions, interviewing people who, you know, you might identify with, and that I identify with, basically changing the dialogue from somebody just embracing sex positivity and telling you how wonderful they are to actually exploring the underbelly of sex and becoming more of an ambassador to the community, not just a blind proponent of it. I do that enough on my blog and on Medium where I write and all that stuff. I really feel like this podcast can do more good having conversations, talking about things, not being afraid to go down those roads. So, I mean, I hope you're excited about this idea. I hope you feel free to write to me on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or email or Patreon or all the multiple places that you can find me, and let's explore being sex positive together and ensure that we are including the people who feel absolutely sex negative, because that's the starting point. We all started there. We all came from the same place. So let's rise up together and unify and, you know, encourage dialogue, questions, and removing shame, stigma, and taboo from being sex positive. So I hope you like and subscribe and want to join me on this journey that I'm pretty darn excited about. Again, I'm Chris, and thank you so much for listening to Breaking Away. Thank you for listening to Breaking Away with Chris, a podcast for the sex-positive community. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever your favorite podcasts are hosted. And as always, for any behind-the-scenes content, you can follow me on Patreon, Twitter, or read my blog at breakingawayfrommonogamy.com. Thanks for listening.